Hi, this is Carla Rosen, Executive Director of Stonewall Columbus. We're getting ready for Pride 2008 coming this Saturday at Bicentennial Park. And we have got Unique on the phone today, and she's going to be talking to us about Pride, performing there, and all the activities she's got planned for this month. Unique, are you there?
Yeah. Yep, I'm here.
All right. First of all, tell me a little bit about last night, because I know you performed with Stonewall Diversity Committee and at the Sobey Lounge, right?
Yeah. I haven't been at Sobey, I want to say, probably in about close to a year as far as performing. It's funny because When Untouchable started, which is me and my brother and the rap group that we do, when we started like a year ago, they... You know, we still had a receptive crowd, so for them to, like, ask us to come and do the Stonewall Diversity yesterday, it was kind of just, it was refreshing to see, like, a lot of people had really enjoyed us from the previous year, and we're happy that we came back. So that was a big plus, and I think I just like the fact that they had a sexy side, a smooth side, they had spoken word. So it was just, like, wonderful to see all the different artists that was up there, too. So it was great. Like, I think Tiffany Smith was there and was another poet, and we ended up performing, and it was just great. It was a nice little mild laid-back night. Yeah.
Well, you know, they were the Diversity Committee did a whole weekend this weekend to celebrate Pride Month and celebrate the diversity that's in our community, especially we have so many people of color that are coming to the center now, and we had an event upstairs with the Diversity Committee on Friday night, which was really well attended. We had a lot of jazz up there and a lot of friends and had some Chipotle and just got down with it and really were dancing and having a good time. And then today, I believe, is Blessings and Brunch with the Diversity Committee. And they all went out to brunch and they went to church. And so it's just another way that we can meet with our members and really get everybody excited about the center. How did you get your name, Unique?
It started off of just trying to find like a name, and I got, when I was younger, I think they used to call me Starsky, they used to call me Mesmerized because of the way I rapped, it was just kind of different, and I just kept going through name changes, and everybody called me Nico back in the day, just short, like, it wasn't about rap, it was just, you know, that was my nickname. And so when I thought about it, like, what can, because when you got people screaming your name and you don't really like your name, then that begins to be an issue. So I kind of shortened it and was just like, hey, let's take off the O, throw a U here. And I think I can deal with Unique. The only time I don't like it is when my brother messes with me. But outside of that, you know, he really murders it. You know, Unique, you know, all extra long. He murders it, but it's fun. You know, it's something that I can definitely hear. You know, that's what they said when you want to get a name for yourself. You have to say something that you're going to live with. And I think out of all the names I pick, I'm A-okay with it.
You know, we're really lucky to have you perform on our Pride stage this year. You know, we try to make sure we have a great balance of all different types of genres of music. And did you hear about, have you ever performed on the Pride stage?
I did last year. Yeah,
oh, okay, great.
We did it on the Pride stage last year. We had, I think that's what I said, I had spoken with Wanda and she had seen us. We had did an event over at Sobey, which it wasn't Sobey then. It was called Touch. And
right.
She hadn't, like, really got that much of a chance to kind of see everything that we did. And she kind of passed the information over to Susie because I told her I was, you know, very interested in doing Columbus Pride. We were on our way out of town pretty much, like, and getting ready to do Detroit Pride, which is in July. And I think we had, like, Indiana Pride and a couple other things set up. And she was like, oh, well, you know, I can see what I can do. And she passed Susie the CD, and we went up and took her a couple of videos and stuff. And she put us on Rockin' in the Streets, and we were able to do Rockin' in the Streets. And then we actually performed right before Exposé. So that was,
all
like,
right.
Really great. Yeah, and we got to meet them and hang out. And I think, you know, Stonewall has just treated us with, like, such love ever since. And we love Susie. Like, she's pretty much at all of our shows. You know, regardless of where it's at, I can always look over and see Susie. And I have such high respect for her because I do understand that with hip-hop, it can be scary. And so, you know, for them to keep asking us to come back, that says a lot because we don't, you know, we're not that type of group. You know, we just love music, and that that shows at the end of the day. So.
Now, you're from New York, right?
Yeah, yes. I'm from New York. I came down here when I was 10 to stay with my dad after my mom passed. And I've been down here kind of ever since. I just got back in touch with my uncle after about 18 years. And it's kind of hard because he's like, oh, you know, he doesn't want to move and I don't want to move. So that, you know, the travel back and forth could kind of be hard. But we're both joking with each other. He's saying either if he hits the lotto, and I'm saying if I can, you know, get my name out there a little bit more, I'll be happy if I can be able to just move my uncle very more closer to me. So.
Well, it sounds like family is really important to you, and I know your music is really important as well. So it's going to be great to have you and, you know, doing your music for young people and really getting the word out about love and about sharing, and that's what Stonewall's all about, and that's what Pride's all about. So we really appreciate you coming and doing this for us, and we'll see you on Saturday. So happy Pride.
Yes, yes, happy Pride. I can't wait. We got some things set up, and it's a nice little mix, and I actually invited my mother, my stepmom, but I call her my mom. I invited her to come, which is a really great thing, because when it comes to me choosing to be who I am, sometimes that's a bit of a problem. But within the last couple of years, she started to change her mind on things. So that's real great for me, and it's wonderful to be able to look out and see her, you know, pretty much excited about me and my brother performing in Pride. So that's really great. She said she marked it off in her calendar, so I'm excited because my mom finally gets to see me perform. So
fabulous.
We cannot wait. We cannot wait. And for rocking
right.
The streets, too. And I'll be at the beer run truck. So if anybody wants to come just say hi on Saturday, I'll be at the beer run trucks on Saturday for rocking. So I'm just, you know, happy that I could help out with anything that I can as far as Pride. And we're trying to get ready for the IDK E10, too, just as well. And I just like when humans can be humans, and I think that that's what we all should just be able to do. And that's what it's about, you know, showing pride for just being human. And I love our people. I love who I am. You know, I love who I am, and I wouldn't change that for nobody. Nothing, and not even music, and I love music. So if I can't be me, then it's not real.
Well, it sounds like that's a great mantra to live by. Well, thank you so much for being interviewed today. We're going to sign off. This is Unique and Carla, and we're talking about Pride 2008. And we're just grateful that we're going to have such a great, eclectic group of people performing on the stage. Thanks, Unique.
Thank you.